With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump insisting he will not back down on the tariff hikes he's imposed on U.S. trading partners, including China, which is retaliating by hiking levies on American imports. Financial markets here at home and overseas are down sharply amid uncertainty over where this is all going.
China accused the U.S. of protectionism and economic bullying with the tariffs. In Tokyo, losses are occurring as traders don't know which direction President Donald Trump's tariff strategy will go in. Meanwhile, in an interview with Australian network AUBC, analyst Tim Harcourt says the U.S. tariffs hurt on a variety of levels.
They hurt jobs. They are inflationary.
I'm Charles de Lethesma.
But Mr. Trump argues it's a case of short-term pain for long-term gain. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says more than 50 countries have approached the administration about lowering their non-tariff trade barriers and lowering their tariffs as well. Also at SRNnews.com, the president says he's closely watching the measles outbreak in Texas and elsewhere. Two unvaccinated children and one adult have died from measles-related illnesses.
So far, a fairly small number of people relative to what we're talking about. Something that people have known about for many, many years. I mean, measles has been, you know, this is not something new. And we'll see what happens. But certainly, if it progresses, we'll have to take action.
Yesterday, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. attended the funeral of one of the young measles victims in Texas. The president to meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House, the Gaza war, and tariffs expected to figure prominently on the agenda. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 822 points. This is SRN News. Kentucky taxpayers are no longer paying for sex change operations.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A White House official says the Trump administration plans to halt more than $500 million in contracts and grants awarded to Brown University over anti-Semitic protests there last year. The action will add to a list of Ivy League colleges that are having their federal money threatened as a result of their responses to anti-Semitism. Dozens of universities face federal investigations following a wave of pro-Palestinian protests. This is SRN News. Couple of the big highlights in sports yesterday.
In the NCAA Women's Division I Basketball Championship, the University of Connecticut defeated defending champion South Carolina. Paige Beckers leading the Huskies on the court for the 12th title in the four-decade successful coaching career of legendary Gino Auriemma. And in NHL hockey, the Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record, notching 895 against the New York Islanders in a 4-1 loss. It happened with electric suddenness, followed by a celebration on the ice. Wayne Gretzky was in attendance, along with Ovechkin's family. Hugs, handshakes, and a salute to a rare moment in sports. George Williams reporting.
Days of unrelenting heavy rains and storms that killed at least 18 people have aggravated flooding as some rivers approach record levels, swamping towns across the already saturated South as well as parts of the Midwest. More details at SRNnews.com.